Okay, Terry, it's Tim Carter. Thanks a ton for calling WGRR. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How can we help you today?
I think a pretty straightforward question. I have a home with window wells, and at the bottom of the window well, there's a black corrugated pipe that comes up from the ground. What is the purpose of that plastic pipe?
That pipe typically is, well, the good builders, what they usually do is that pipe is supposed to run down and connect directly to the drain tile, the pipe that's around, that surrounds the foundation of your home.
Okay.
And that pipe, in turn, usually does one of two things. If you live on a lot that is sloped, you know, that is, you know, on a hillside, by gravity, they could theoretically dig a trench, and that black and that foundation drain tile pipe would actually pop out of the hillside.
Okay.
But if you live on a piece of ground that's pretty level, and you know many of the houses in town up on the plateau, you know, live on a level ground or pretty much level, that black pipe around your footer actually goes under the footer and connects to a sump pit, you know, in your basement.
Okay.
And then what happens is all that water, that subsurface water around your house, flows into the sump pit, and your sump pump pumps it out.
Okay.
And now you can test it, actually. You can buy from some of these plumbing supply houses these testing dyes. In other words, the Metropolitan Sewer District does it all the time to see, you know, where sewer lines are leaking.
Right.
And you can actually put in a fluorescent dye into that pipe.
Okay.
And take your garden hose and stick the hose in the pipe, and usually in about 10-15 minutes you'll see inside your sump pit, you'll see that dye. And that'll prove to you that that's how it's all connected together.
Now, we do have a drain tile system around the house that drains out to a hillside in back of the house.
Okay. Well, then you should be able to do this. And it just depends on how dry everything is. You could actually put that garden hose into that pipe and just turn it on and make sure someone stands by the window well during this whole thing, because sometimes if it's blocked, you don't want the window well to fill up and all that water to burst into the basement.
Right.
But let's assume that that's not going to happen. You put that hose down that pipe and you go over to the hillside where the black pipe is, and you should see water come out in maybe 20, 30 minutes.
Okay.
You know, so that'll prove to you that, hey, this is all connected together, and that's a good thing, because what it's for, it's not much different than the drain hole in a sink or a bathtub or a shower. In other words, in the event that somehow a tremendous amount of water somehow got into that window well, you know, you wouldn't want that window well to fill up and burst through the window. I know quite a few people that's happened to.
Okay.
It actually happened to my in-laws. We had this catastrophic rain of like biblical proportions, and they've got two window wells in the back of their house right off this patio. Those daggone things filled with water, and I mean it broke the glass, and it just flood, I mean just like this torrential, it almost looked like something in a movie, you know, this water pouring into these windows.
Right. Should that be any particular distance above the ground inside the window well?
Well, no, I would think you would want that flush. I mean, I would want, because
okay,
otherwise the water's got to rise up to the level of the top of the pipe to be able to flow in. So typically what will sometimes happen is the ground around these houses is never compacted when it's backfilled, and over time the level of the soil inside these window wells tends to drop.
Okay.
And the pipe will stay where it is. You know, the pipe is you know, shouldn't drop at all. So
okay,
if you've had that happen, either A, cut off the pipe to make it level with the ground, or add a little bit more soil back into the bottom of the window well. But I would always want that soil in the bottom of the window well to be at least 4 inches below the bottom edge of that window.
Okay.
Boy, I would never want that ground to be flush with the bottom of the window. That's death on a stick, man.
Okay, very good.
Anything else?
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
Terry, thanks for calling Ask the Builder on WGRR.
All right.
Great to have you on the air.